Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Quipscope Show. We talk about a brand new game, a game that's just come out, or a game that's coming out very, very soon. My name is Ashton.
And my name is Ben.
Hi, Ben. Hello. What have you been up late playing last night?
I played some WWE 2K22 last night.
Ah, the wrestles.
The wrestles. It's very exciting. We didn't get a 2K21. We have had this one pushed out of the original 2021 release window into actual 2022. Mm-hmm. And naturally, a lot of people want to know, is it good?
Yes.
Because 2K20 was famously not good.
Right.
Quite buggy. Well, that's putting it extremely mildly. I am thrilled to say it is good.
Yay.
It's way better. I can't necessarily say that it's at this early juncture, because I played maybe 4 or 5 hours with it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I can't say if it's the best wrestling game ever made. In fact, I don't think it is. But it's certainly a marked improvement on 2K20.
Good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Finally.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Everyone who has been really tense about this whole game for a while, because we all sat in the office and watched the live stream that they did, and it was kind of underwhelming a bit.
Yeah.
So, and I think people were worried about the roster, because that had been announced for a while, and it was kind of getting a bit like, well, who's going to be in it? How's it going to work? But you, Ben Potter, say it's good.
Trust me. I played a lot of 2K20 and I played a lot of 2K19. I'm going to run through all the things that are new.
Okay.
What isn't new is the fact that at least half the roster have since been let go from WWE.
Okay.
It is so outdated, this roster. There are so many people on it who no longer are employed by WWE. Even pivotal people to various modes, like William Regal, who acted in a behind-the-scenes capacity for WWE, but was also the on-screen general manager for NXT. Mm-hmm. He's a big part of the My GM, My General Manager mode, and he's gone. They fired him like a few months ago.
Oh.
Anyway, so you have to bear that in mind.
Okay.
The community creations obviously are there. I mean, you leave it like a week or so and everyone who is missing from the game, someone will have made them and you can download them. And the creation suite is just as expected, super in-depth. The thing that perhaps stupidly I'm most excited about, though, is that in 2K19 and 2K20, almost all of the customization parts, whether they were hair or items of clothing or like entrance music or entrance moves, like if you want to come out like Triple H comes out, you have to buy them with in-game currency.
Right.
You couldn't buy that in-game currency like with real money. You just had to sort of grind it and earn it, and it was really tedious. And you could buy like in-game loot packs that may contain the items that you're after, but maybe not.
Yeah.
And it was just a huge pain in the ass to create anything. It's gone.
Good.
They've gotten rid of all of it. You have access to all the moves. You have access to all the entrances, all the music, all the customization options, which is exactly how it always should have been. And I'm so glad they got rid of that, because that was such a pain in the ass, such a barrier to entry for any kind of creation you wanted to do in this game. So that is gone. That's good.
Good.
Controls are slightly different now. You can button mash if you want. Square is a light attack, by which I mean strike, like a punch or a kick.
Yes.
X is a heavy one. Circle is grab. And from circle, pretty much everything else is done there. So you would press circle again to like throw them in a direction and run them off the ropes or throw them into the corner. You would press X or square to do some kind of grapple move. R1 would then lift them above your head and you can slam them down somewhere or carry them about. And you press L1 and then you can walk them around the ring by the scruff of their neck and throw them into the corner and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very self-explanatory. The counter... is another thing. You hold triangle to block.
Okay.
There's never really been block in this game, just counter. So you can block strikes.
Mm.
You can even press R1 to dodge out of the way of things. But mainly, most seasoned players are going to be keeping an eye out for the triangle prompt that pops up so that they can counter when they get the option. And I will say that the window for countering is really generous in this game. So it's not too punishing. When you get pinned, they no longer have a stupid mini game. You just have to mash X to get out. When you're in a submission, you no longer have to do a stupid mini game.
Good.
You just have to mash the corresponding button that's shown on screen. There's a lot of simplification, but also quality of life improvements because those were never fun. Nobody liked those. A new player to 2K20 could get punched in the face once, be pinned and have no idea how to kick out and just lose and it'd be rubbish. So that's changed and that's great. Drew Gulak, who's an active wrestler with WWE, he's sort of the de facto, he's called Coach Gulak,
right.
And he pops up all over the game explaining how it works and how the new systems work. So that's good too. So it'll be really easy to find out what's going on essentially in every new mode. Showcase mode is the big one, which focuses on Rey Mysterio, who's the cover star this year.
Okay.
And it is just like previous showcase mode, so it's almost like a documentary, like a retelling of his storied career from, I think, the first match is 1997, and then the last match is 2020. And you replay various matches with him providing voiceover and some talking heads, real footage stuff. And you're in the match, and you're given objectives to do. And once you do a few of those objectives, the match will then, like, it'll be an in-game cutscene that will replicate what happened in the real match, and it will fade into real footage seamlessly, and then fade back into gameplay, and then you continue. So you're basically playing through these matches.
Cool.
It's a really nice mode, showcasing him, obviously, and, you know, a lot of younger fans, I imagine, aren't too familiar with a lot of Rey Mysterio's older stuff. So that's great. A nice way to honor the man. He's not dead, though, so don't think that he
R.I.P.
is.
Rey Mysterio.
My faction.
Okay.
Now, this was a very exciting mode to me when I heard about it, because I thought my faction was, the way they pitched it, if you're unfamiliar, a faction is like a wrestling group, like a group of people who come together.
I was unfamiliar.
There we are. So like a big team.
Okay.
So famous factions would include DX, NWO, like just big groups of lads who run around and beat the hell out of people, etc. My faction was pitched as like, build your own legendary faction. And I thought, amazing. Is it some sort of story mode where you like, you know, you make friends with wrestlers and you go to war with... No, it's not. It's a card game.
Oh, a card game.
It's a card
plot game. Plot twist card game.
It's a card game that Drew Gulak takes about 20 minutes to explain in excruciating detail on every screen. I don't like
it. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay. I think it feels really out of place. I haven't played too much of it, but it's a card game. You get packs of cards They're random. They all have the different rarities, going from bronze up to silver, gold, ruby, emerald, and diamond.
Okay.
Certain cards can evolve if you fulfill certain objectives. And right. There's all the usual stuff where you got your daily login rewards. And
right.
To go to battle with other factions, what that means technically is that you just play out a normal wrestling match with a wrestler who is represented by your card. So it's not like my card stats has higher stats than yours. It's
right.
If my card is The Rock and this challenge is for The Rock to have a wrestling match, you will then just play 2K22 as The Rock and you'll just do a normal wrestling match.
So it's like a card game with interspersed wrestling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then you come out and then you get, there's three currencies. One of them is premium. Just to be clear, you have to spend real money on it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, but it's encouraged.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's going to take a while to get more card packs. This is going to be for someone, but it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's here. Some people may get a real kick out of it.
I'll tell you why it's there.
Why?
Money.
Yeah, well, 2K do like to make money. Yeah. So just be aware, my faction maybe not as exciting as people would have hoped, me, as I would have hoped. My Rise is what was formerly known as My Career.
Mm-hmm.
And it has branching storylines. Now, you can start as a woman or as a man.
Okay.
The last game was the first one to give you like the option to play as a woman, but you had to make a man as well because their storyline was like they were friends, so you went through the whole thing together. This one, you can start as a woman or as a man, and they have separate storylines. You choose like a background if you come from the independent circuit, if you're an MMA guy, if you're an American footballer,
mm-hmm.
or what have you. And that will affect the kind of people that you interact with along the way, especially at the start. Social media plays a big role, so you can check your phone and see what's popping off on mm-hmm. fake Twitter. Storylines will come from fake Twitter, apparently. I haven't played much.
Okay.
But it starts off in the Performance Center, which is where they train everyone, and then it just goes from there. So to be clear, it is like a scripted story thing again, and it does lean into the sort of comedy kind of side of things. Like it's written in a lighthearted way.
Yeah.
But you do make dialogue decisions, and you can, based on those dialogue decisions and those decisions that you make in general, you will be a goodie or a baddie.
Okay.
So we will see how in-depth it ends up getting. I did make a character called Bad Boy Ben Lightning.
Mm-hmm. It looks great.
Because I just didn't have time last night to really get into the character creator. So like all the My Career modes, they give you just sort of a base template to start with just to get you going. And then you can go in and properly customize if you want and change stuff up. But that's looking really promising so far.
Cool.
It looks like they've really made a lot of changes there to make it feel a little more unique. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes as I play more of that. My GM, that's back now. This is super in-depth, and people will be very familiar with this if they're fans of the older games. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been wanting this to come back. So you will draft your roster at the start. You'll choose whether you're playing against a human opponent or an AI opponent. You'll choose your show. So I chose NXT. So I drafted my wrestlers with the budget that I had, and then you basically book the show. So I want this guy to face this guy for the championship, and yes, there will be a run-in, and afterwards someone's going to get on the microphone and do a promo, which is going to make them more popular and people are going to like that. It's all about ratings,
right,
and how much better you can do than your opponent. You can mm-hmm. then draft like people who are unsigned. You can sign legends like The Rock for like a 5-week period just to bring him in to get ratings. But you don't want to rely on him too much because he's going to be gone, and then you're just going to be stuck with your regular wrestlers. And if people don't like them, then you're buggered. So
yeah.
You need to be sensible about planning. I haven't gone too far into this mode, but it is in depth, and I think a lot of people are going to really like this. It's like many things in 2K22. It's just another thing that you can do. So that is there. And of course, Universe mode is back again, which is a bit like GM mode, but with far less focus on ratings, and you're basically God. So you can create your own shows and just you are in a rivalry now, rather than actually making the decisions that would make the rivalry happen.
It just tells you now.
And then you can play through any of it, or you can choose one wrestler to follow through it and stuff. But the storylines, they're in your head because you're making the show. So that's 2K22 in a nutshell. It is just way better. It looks way nicer as well. The eyes are a little bit haunting. They're sort of like doll's eyes, like ghost eyes.
They're
sort of a bit like wide and staring,
right, yeah.
And they're a bit spooky. And they've also added There are noises now when the wrestlers hit each other or are being hit. But you, if you know what the wrestlers sound like, it's a bit strange because it's not them.
Okay.
It's just sort of generic noises. But if you're in a crowd environment,
yeah,
you know, it's not so bad. On the whole, though, I think 2K have done a great job. And it was definitely worth the wait, worth delaying. And they've really set themselves up strongly, I think, for 2K23, 2K24. As long as these core modes keep coming back, My GM, and they can write a My Rise or My Career mode every year, and you've got My GM Universe and a Showcase mode, then, I mean, this will be an appointment purchase every year. And they've needed to get back to this point, and they have. And I'm really happy for them and for me, because I really... played a lot of 2K20, and I don't know why.
Yeah. But, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And
yeah.
Hopefully those who are fans of the WWE 2K series can hear that and be like, oh, thank God, a game I might enjoy.
Yes.
Thank God. Now we get on to the bit where we have to do a quip.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't thought of one, so you go first.
2K22, more like 2K20, it's not poo.
Okay. 2K22, more like 2K... 2K
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, keep rolling with that.
2K 22, 2K20 good game.
Yes.
For you to play if you want to.
Yeah.
There.
That was the
That's
one.
It. That's the one I'm going
Brilliant.
With.
Brilliant.
It's early in the morning and I hadn't had time to think.
Really early. Thank you so much to 2K for the code, and the game is releasing, I believe, on Friday. So hop in when
Get
you can.
Get excited.
There we are. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.